Cheering in Fulton at the recent ribbon cutting of a new temporary outreach office of SUNY Oswego Small Business Development Center. SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley cut the ribbon at the temporary office at 34 South 1st Street in Fulton.
We know that our economy is suffering. Certainly in the Fulton area, more than 2,000 manufacturing jobs over the last 10 years. It's incredible to think about small communities suffering in that way.
But Stanley says she's optimistic that the center's focus on e-commerce will keep displaced workers here, building a new economy. Jenna Tucker will serve as the center's business advisor.
Within a 300-mile radius, there are 25 million people here, from Montreal down to New York City. And I think about, okay, here we are in Fulton, and you've got a laptop, and there's something that you would like to sell, a service that you'd like to provide. 25 million people is a great, great opportunity.
Tucker says she hopes folks who've just lost factory jobs at the recently closed Birdseye plant will come through the doors, but the center will give free business advising to anyone who wants it.
They're going to be able to come in and get a business advisement from me, and during that time we're hosting three different groups of 10 people apiece, and they'll have a desk and a laptop. We'll be hosting workshops. We'll be doing the training. And then we'll also be helping after to help them build their online business and then all the support things that they are going to need for their business, even down to Excel spreadsheets.
Jeff Grimshaw, director of SUNY Oswego's Office of Business and Community Relations, says that center assists hundreds of people starting businesses every year.
Last year there was over $10 million new business startups just through the SBDC at SUNY Oswego.
He says the Fulton Center's first class on what business would you like to start had 10 people enrolled.
So like 10 small businesses and a startup in a community like Fulton, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing.
B.J. Paprocki, director of the Syracuse Small Business Administration District, pledged not only to work to keep the program going, but to make it a model for supporting entrepreneurship throughout the 34-county district.
You've now opened up the channels to receive help and information and resources and loans that are available through our entire network right here in Fulton, New York.
Stanley says the $100,000 portable assistance grant from the U.S. Small Business Administration means this could be the first of a number of new outreach centers.
This is a portable program. Hopefully this program will transfer around to all the areas where it needs to exist.
Capturing the event in photos was 28-year-old Pete Foster, who's just starting his business through SUNY Oswego's Micro Enterprise Program. Foster is opening Studio 160 Photography Studio in Fulton. He says the coursework and advice he got gave him an insider's view of running a small business.
You talk about in college when you're an art student, composition, light, the finer aspects of creating art, but a lot of times they lack in the business side.
Foster has high hopes that from this gig on, he'll eventually expand his photo business throughout Central New York.
Unfortunately, Fulton hasn't had the best of times, but I grew up in this town, I know the area pretty well, and I know that there's some really great people here and some really great energy if it's harnessed well. And I'm really hoping that I can take advantage of that and help keep Fulton beautiful.
For WRVO News, I'm Joyce Kramza.